This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Today, 9 southern Wisconsin Head Start locations are preparing to close their doors because of the government shutdown. The Head Start program provides childcare, preschool, and support for about 15,000 children across Wisconsin. It gives low-income families early education, but also things like health screenings, dental care, and support to connect them with resources like food benefits or job training.
They're predominantly working families, working in the retail sector, they're working in hospitality, they're working in our hospital. So they're a part of the foundation of our economy. Head Start is a critical part of our state and our community's infrastructure.
That's Jenny Maurer, the executive director of the Wisconsin Head Start Association. The program is largely funded by the federal government. And because of the federal shutdown, 2 organizations that run Head Start in their communities are not getting their funding. The Southwestern Wisconsin Community Action Program operates 9 locations in Grant, Greene, Iowa, Lafayette, and Richland counties. Without money to pay their bills and their staff, those 9 centers close Monday, leaving kids without their safe place to grow and learn, and leaving their parents scrambling.
Parents do their best to find safe places for their children, but we know that what often ends up happening is that children are shuttled between lots of different care situations, and that oftentimes children get watched by other children. Families get increasingly desperate when they're trying to make things work.
The Head Start program in Sheboygan will continue for 2 more weeks, but will likely close after the 14th. That would leave a total of nearly 400 children without care in Wisconsin. And if the shutdown continues in December, 1,000 more would lose their Head Start programs. Today is Halloween. Lisa Hale has some tips on how to keep your little ghosts and ghouls safe.
I think when we talk about safety in general, every year somewhere in the country, there tends to be some sort of concern about candy. Now, is it happening everywhere? No.
That's Lieutenant Megan Cash, the Public Information and Community Resources Officer with the Appleton Police Department. To stay safe and for peace of mind, Cash says there are steps parents and kids can take to ensure their candy and other treats are safe.
Wait till you get home looking through that candy. Know where you're going trick-or-treating. Understand some of those concerns can still exist, but more of that concern is about just like making sure things aren't unwrapped.
Cash said when choosing a costume, to avoid long trailing fabric that can be a tripping hazard. If your child is wearing a mask, make sure the eye holes are large enough for them to see clearly, or forgo the mask completely and use makeup instead. Give trick-or-treaters flashlights or glow sticks to help them see better, and so drivers can see the little monsters, ghosts, witches, and Power Rangers better.
Trying to maintain that visibility is really important. But let's say you are going as a group, staying in that group, making sure that when you're moving in that group, that you're staying on the sidewalks. Crossing the road safely is really important. You know, looking both ways.
Check with your local municipality for trick-or-treating days and times. I'm Lisa Hale, Civic Media News.
In Fitchburg, they recommend trick-or-treating from 4 to 7 tonight. In Verona, it's 5 to 8. And in Middleton, Sun Prairie, and Wanakee, it's 5 to 7. Remember, the city of Madison does not designate suggested trick-or-treating times. There may be some Halloween weekend bonfires, but this is the time of year wildfires can spread quickly. Officials from the Department of Natural Resources say dry leaves on the ground increase the risk. We've had more than 60 wildfires across the state just this month, and almost all of them were caused by humans. That's about double the number of wildfires we had in September. The DNR says if you have any kind of fire, drown it with water and make sure it's out before you leave. Sometimes embers can smolder for days, even weeks, if a fire isn't properly put out. Today, we have moderate fire danger in many areas of Wisconsin, including the whole southern third of the state. And this weekend, we turn back the clocks. Here's Joanne Krulatz.
Daylight saving time will come to an end at 2 o'clock Sunday morning as we return to standard time. With the end of daylight saving time, sunrise will be at 6:38 with sunset at 4:52. There are mixed feelings when it comes to the time change. The best practice for many is to turn clocks back Saturday night before going to bed. However, there are other things you can do to prepare both physically and mentally. Christy Harris is with Amplify Health by Gunderson.
The more that we can try to slowly, gradually try to get to what the new sleeping pattern will be like, it helps that circadian rhythm and it helps us to be able to not have as much sleep disturbances. We know that we can take some proactive measures to help us to get prepared for those daylight savings times. So some of that could be slowly changing that sleeping patterns so that your body isn't having as much sleep disruptance. And I would say do the same thing in the spring as well, because both of them definitely have a direct impact on our overall health.
It is also a good time to replace your batteries and your smoke and carbon monoxide detectors.
That's Joanne Krulatz reporting, and I'm Savannah Tomei-Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Bucks beat Golden State. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Fiserv Forum was rocking last night. Chance of let's go Bucks as Milwaukee beat Golden State 120-110. And that's with Giannis out for the night with a sore knee. Ryan Rollins stepped up, shooting a career high 32 points, and was asked what was it like guarding Steph Curry.
It was nice. It was fun, man. That's probably the best way I could put it. It was fun just being able to, you know, just coming out with the win and just bumping with them.
The Bucks are now 4-1. NFL, Micah Parsons named NFC Defensive Player of the Month, even though they had a bye week this month.
Yeah, that was impressive. I was like, damn, dude. I even looked back and said, what games did we play? Like, it kind of threw me off, too. Like, I was a little bit in shock. But, you know, we just ready. I just feel like I'm really getting into a groove and rhythm right now, and I'm excited to go play again.
The Packers host the Panthers Sunday at noon with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Partly sunny to mostly cloudy today with a few scattered showers possible. Our high in the low 50s this afternoon. Tonight, a few showers, maybe even a rogue flurry at some point. Our low down to around 32 tomorrow. Scattered showers, mostly cloudy, high of 48. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio.